Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. Today's message, God put on my heart this message about promises. So this morning I showed you guys about God's promises through faith and grace. And just thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak to you guys this morning. It's a great honor and privilege to be able to just allow God to use me to share some things that He has inspired me and hope will inspire you. You know, in the world today, when we hear about promises, it is really usually negative, you know. There's comments like, promises are made to be broken, right? Promises are empty and never kept, right? You hear these different things in the world about promises. But God says, and God is one who is a promise keeper. Now, He's a promise keeper. And that's what we're going to look at this morning, how God keeps His promises.
Amen.
You know, in the Bible, there's 31,102 promises from God.
Wow.
I had to look that up. I didn't know that. I was like, wow, there's a lot of promises, you know. And it inspired me to download an app to my Bible that was, it was like daily promises. So each day is a new promise that I study. And it's a quick little devo, but it's just really inspiring just to focus each day on a promise that is from God that He gives me. So it's really encouraging. You know, in Romans 4, we're going to be in Romans 4. I'm going to share a little something, then we're going to have a prayer. We're going to learn this morning from Romans and just try to learn a lesson from Abraham and his faith. So let's go to God in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak. And I pray that your spirit will work powerfully through me. God, thank you so much for each and everyone's heart and their willingness and determination to want to have a relationship with you. Just pray that you work powerfully in all of our hearts. God, help us to connect with you deeper. God, to know you better. And to leave here different, God, so that we can bring glory, honor, and praise to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the opportunity here, God. I pray that you bless it, that you'd be honored. I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So in Romans 4, in verse 16, it says, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace, it may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. You know, and when I read this, I can't help to think about, I think Larry usually says this, there's a therefore. There's a reason why the therefore is therefore, right? So I'm like, wow, okay, yeah, amen. There's a reason why the therefore is therefore, right? If you go to verse 13, it says, it was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. You know, and God gives us promises the same way that He gives Abraham promises. You know, we're saved only through faith in Jesus Christ. By trusting Him, we're forgiven of our sins. And trust really involves an intimate relationship. Trust involves intimacy. It involves a dependence. And that's truly a definition of trust. You know, the gift is there for us that God has given, but we have to make an effort to go and get it. You know, in Matthew 25, I'm not going to have to turn here, but I'm just going to reference this. In 25, it talks about the parable of the virgins, the 10 virgins, and how they had oil. Some of them had enough oil, some had a little bit of oil. But the ones that were didn't have enough wanted some borrowed from the other ones. And they said, no, you know, we can't lend it to you. You have to go get your own. In this passage, it's amazing because it's talking about salvation. You know, you can't borrow salvation. You have to get your own. You know, through Jesus, we can have salvation. You know, faith can be shared. We can share our faith. We share our faith with people. We share our faith with each other to encourage each other. We can borrow that. But eventually, you still got to get your own faith too, as well. Because you're not going to be able to last not having your own faith. So we got to make sure that we're really connecting with God in an intimate way. And really depending on Him and trusting Him so that we can receive God's promises. So this morning is two points I want to make here. First one is going to be God keeps His promises by faith, but we receive them by grace.
Come on, bro.
And the second point when we get there is going to be God's promises are guaranteed to His children. So, in Acts 2, you guys, you can write this down, 2:38-39 talks about how God His promises are for you and your children. Salvation is for you and your children. That's a promise from God. Matthew 28:20, it says that He's going to be with us till the very, very end of our life, till the end of the ages, right? Promise. He's going to be with us till the very end of the ages. You know, God's promises come by faith, but we receive it by grace. You know, and just think about Abraham here in Romans 4:16. Talks about how Abraham received that through righteousness, right? Through his righteousness. It was credited to him as righteousness. And you think about just credit. Think about that word credit. I'm going to use this clicker here for a minute. Make sure I got it right. Technology, amen. All right. So here, credit. We're all familiar with credit cards, right? So, a lot of us have different credit cards, right? So, it's a good thing, but sometimes it's a bad thing, right? Because we can run up our credit and get in debt, right? So, just thinking about it in a worldly sense, credit. This is one way. We can have credit cards, right? So, another way. My first date. Come on, man. Y'all have credit at the meal for your meal plan, right? That's something you guys really appreciate and you take serious, right? So when you have credit to be able to eat some meals, you guys are happy. But when it's running low, you're like, man, I got to work this out, right? So I won't miss some meals, right? The same thing with Willie P. At the Pioneer, you guys got, they got a little more benefits. They get to go to Wendy's. They get to go to Quick Check.
That's right.
So they don't have to just stay on campus. But man, they get some pretty good credit, right, for meals. And then the teens, and just to have some fun, when you go to Dave and Buster's, man, you want to make sure you have some credit on those cards so you can enjoy the games, right? And then you think about, as adults, we want a credit line, right? So that we want to get a house eventually, right? So a line of credit we can get. It's also a home equity line of credit. Credit score. How's your credit score? This is a big one because we can really struggle to try to control all those other things so that we can maintain a great credit score, right? But you know what? God, His grace is going to give us success. When we put our promise, we trust in Him, He's going to give us the credit that we can rely on. I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. So it's amazing just to think about how sometimes we can rely on worldly credit and a status and feel like this is something that defines me. But God says, you know what? I want to give you a credit that's going to last. It's going to last forever. You don't have to keep going back and making an effort to try to take care of things, but I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide. I'm going to give you the credit that you deserve. You know? And I don't know if you guys ever heard of this. I'm sure you did, but sometimes, usually during the holidays, but I remember in some restaurants, I think it was, I forget the restaurants, but families that's out to dinner, eating, and then there's, you know, large bills, a big group. And then someone else that's in that restaurant says, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of their bill. Right? Just put it on my tab. So then when that group or that family finds out, they're like, man, wait a minute. No way, that's a lot of money. You know? And the person is just like, hey, don't worry about it. I got you. You know? The only thing I want you to do is pay it forward.
Amen.
Pay it forward. I got you. And that's how God is. God's grace. You know, when we strive to really rely on that being credited like Abraham was in righteousness, God's grace is going to provide that and give us, you know, what it is that we need. You know, and the thing about, too, just with some of the waitresses, how they've been getting, you know, these crazy amount of tips, you know, like $1,000 tip, you know. That's not deserved, right? But they're so excited when they get that because they're, you know, just feel like they don't deserve it. And that's grace. That's God's grace. You know, Romans 6:23, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You know, and, you know, we should be motivated, really motivated to want to please God because we're striving to have that righteousness about us, you know. In Romans 4 also, you can go to verse 4. So in Romans 4, verse 4. It says, now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited by righteousness. And really, I want to encourage us guys to make sure that we're relying on God. You know, and striving to be righteous because that's what's going to, our worth is going to be. We don't have to make these efforts and try to figure out how we're going to make sure our credit, how we're maintaining our credit, how we're building our credit. God is going to take care of that as we trust Him and as we strive to live for Him and His righteousness. And, you know, I think about this with Matt Rupert had did a message a few weeks ago, and he was talking about the tank, right? How he was driving around and, you know, his tank was empty and he was like just, you know, trying to make it. He didn't have money. And I can relate to that story, you know. In the team ministry, I remember team ministry not having that much money, but we would have to drive the teens around, pick up teens, take them to New York, different Devos, a lot different from how it is today. And I remember this happening a lot. I'm sorry, 1 minute. That right there. Tank being on empty, or very close to empty. And I used to be driving teens around. I was working with the teens in Newark, New Jersey City at this time. But I remember driving around Newark, dropping the teens off, and it's like so close to E. I mean, it's past that little red mark. And I would call that faith fumes. I was driving on faith fumes, man. The Lord was providing. And it's funny, I never ran out of gas, thank God. But the teens, their faith was increased from that, for sure. Because it was any time or any moment, it was just a matter of, that's it. And I was running on faith fumes. And just on piggyback on Matt's message, we got to make sure that we're not running on faith fumes. We got to make sure we're filling up our tank. So that we can, if we're not filling up our tank, we're not going to be able to give anything, right? We're not going to be able to give something that we don't have. So we got to make sure that we're filling our tanks up. Amen? Amen. Second point, God's promise is guaranteed for all of God's children. And we're still in Romans 4. In the second part, of verse 16, it says, "And they be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham." He's the father of all of us. So we're not a part of that offspring. I don't think any of us in here are. Right? But the Bible says that those who have the faith of Abraham can also receive this guarantee. This guarantee of a promise. You know, and I just think about the word guarantee. It makes me think about really more the word warranty. You know, a lot of us have PSENG, worry-free contract, right? Or we have a Best Buy extended warranty, right? Or we get a car, we have a warranty. So I think a warranty is something that we put our security in, right? We want to make sure in case something happens that we have a backup plan, right? The problem is, the challenge is that that warranty eventually is going to run out, right? So which means you have to renew it, right? And the thing that's cool is that God, His warranty is everlasting. It's an everlasting. You don't have to worry about it. We put our trust in Him. He's going to provide. He's going to give us the promises as we strive to, you know, just to live out the faith, like it talks about here, of Abraham. And I want to look at a couple examples that of Abraham's faith. And prayerfully that'll inspire you as it inspired me. But before we do that, I just want to share this real quick. I've been studying this book called Romans, Gordon Ferguson. And it's Romans, but it's connected with God's grace. And one of the things that he talks about is, and it's a really good analogy about just, you know, how we're forgiven of our sins. And the example he uses how we're forgiven of our sins is like a windshield wiper. Like how the windshield wiper constantly wipes away the rain, right? So that we can see. And it's the same way with us and God. God's grace and connection with Him and being saved is constantly wiping away our sins so that we can be clean. And I think that was an incredible example, you know, just to put in perspective God's grace and how we get renewed every day. And just a couple examples here real quick I want to share with you guys from Abraham. And you can write this down. I'm not gonna go into the whole story. But in Genesis, we know Abraham was promised a son, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? We could read this one. I think we have a little bit of time, right? Right? Should have brought a timer up. Yeah, we can read this. Let's read real quick. Genesis 18. And verse 9. And it says, "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to hear to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why does Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I'm old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." And you know, this is a pretty cool story because we see Abraham's faith. We see Abraham's faith. We see that he didn't waver in his faith, even though Sarah doubted and she laughed. She didn't believe it. They were old. Like, he stayed steady on God's promise, and he knew that God was going to deliver. But that came from his faith. That came from his trust. That came from his intimacy and his dependence on God and the relationship that he had with God. And I think that's something for us to learn, because a lot of time in life, life is full of trouble. You know, being a disciple, trouble's not going to go away. You know, we got to fight for our focus. We got to fight to make sure that we're staying steady and in tune with God and His Spirit in the midst of challenges. You know, and it's amazing to see how God provided here, how God delivered for Abraham. You know, and we got to be encouraged by this. God is going to deliver for us too. God has promises for each and every one of us too. You know, and also think about, what is it that you're here for? Why are you here? You know, if as disciples, when we got baptized, if it was all done, we would be taken up to God right after.
Right.
But God allowed us to stay here for a reason, right? So I want to encourage us to think about what is my gift? What is it that God wants to use in me? Why does He still have me here? And if you're not sure about that, pray about it. Ask God to help you to see it. Ask other people, what is it that you see my gift is? Because God wants to use each and every one of us individually to have an impact on our communities, on the world, the same way that Abraham did. It's going to take us having great faith. It's going to take us really believing and knowing that God is going to come through on His promises. You know, and what's crazy, after Abraham had his son, in Genesis 22, I'm not going to read all this, 22, I'm just going to read verse 2, but 22, verse 2 to 5, you guys can read that later. Verse 2 says, then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain. I will show you. And I want to get you guys to finish reading this. We've talked about this before a lot in service. But it's incredible to see how Abraham didn't waver in his faith. It's amazing to see how Abraham didn't ask questions. It's amazing to see how he didn't hesitate to respond to God. It's amazing, this faith. I really want to encourage us to dig deep and to see, man, what is it that's holding me back from really having the kind of faith that God wants me to have? Like, is it some insecurities and different things in my life that I'm not willing to just give to God? So that I can be my best for Him.
Come on, bro.
And God wants to use us, guys. God wants to do incredible things with us.
That's right.
You know, and I can't help to think about this story. And this reminds me of my Abraham story. When I was before I got married, I was living in a brother's household. It was Tom was in there, Bayonne. And we were in a car accident a few months ago. So I wasn't working at the time. And Denise and I was dating. And I remember Denise telling me, she said, "Babe, McDonald's is always hiring." I'm like, man, I want to work at McDonald's. But that really humbled me and helped me to see that, you know what, I need to be reliable for the brothers to bring in some income, but have the faith that God is going to provide as I do what I need to do. You know, and God did provide. But this story is incredible because I was able to get this job that was like, it was a commission job. It's called Royal Prestige, I think. I was selling like the china, the cookware, and the cutlery and stuff like that. So they had promised me a salary, but when I got started, it was like total commission. Like, man, this, I'm gonna have to leave this thing. This is not working, you know? Especially as a single. I wasn't in college, a single adult. So we had this meeting this particular week, and it's like one of them hurrah meetings to get everybody excited, pumped up to go back out the next week and do some more sales. And so they had this money lottery that was for everyone that had sales this past week. And I'm like, man, I wish I had a sale. I was praying that morning for $200. I was $200 short for our rent. And I remember praying that morning, I said, I'm going to wrestle with God. I'm going to wrestle until I get up believing and knowing that this is going to happen. So I'm going to have that prayer. The Father said that, you know, when his son was the evil spirit, I do believe, but help me to overcome my unbelief. I was praying that prayer. I was praying the prayer when Jesus was in the garden wrestling with himself so that he can surrender. And I remember getting up, feeling confident, feeling like, man, okay, God's going to provide. Where's the $200 coming from today?
Right.
Totally. That was my heart. That was my mind. That was my faith, my focus. So going back to this meeting that we had, this money lottery meeting, I was like, man, I was praying about this, but I didn't make a sale. So then the president says, the names. And my name was one of the names that I had made a sale, I guess, day before the last week, I didn't even realize. So I got to be in this money laundry. Money, not laundry, lottery. Make that correction. I don't want lottery. So this money laundry, he told us how much money was in it. It was $50, $100, $200, $500. It's like, wow. So it was like about five of us. I got to go last. And so everyone's pulling out. You know, one person got the 100. Somebody else got the, you know, the 50. Another 100. I'm like, oh, yeah, that 200 is still in there. I prayed about that this morning. I prayed about it. So I got to go last, and I pulled out the paper. And I looked, and I was like, man, $50. It's like, oh. It's like, man, I prayed about this. I believe this. Come on, Lord. So before I can even finish thinking that, the president said, hey, Chuck, I'll ask you a question. You want to put that in and go for another pick? I said, oh, yeah, definitely. I'm praying about this. So I put it back in, and I pull it out. And there's another $50. So I'm like, man, come on, Lord. But what's incredible, shortly after the president said, you know what, Chuck, because of your guts, I'm going to give you a check for $200. No joke. I came home with a check for $200 that day. And God provided. I'm like, wow, I'll never, ever forget that story. True story. True story. It's like, wow, amazing. So if God can do that for me, and when I lose my faith, I think back to that story, knowing what God can do today, what he did before. And I don't care if you guys, God can do amazing things to you too. You got to fight. You got to fight through that faith. You got to wrestle with our flesh and our sinful nature so that we can be totally focused without any doubt and just really allowing God to work powerfully through our lives. Amen? In conclusion, I want to read a passage here in Galatians 2. Amen. Galatians 2. I'm sorry, Galatians 3. Sorry. Galatians 3. And in verse 26, it says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to his promise. Guys, I want to encourage us to believe that God wants to use us, that God wants to work through us, and that his grace is going to provide God's promises. I want to encourage us also just to make sure that we're, you know, remember that, you know, what it is that God did for Abraham and how he provided for him, he can also provide for us. And that we got to pray, we got to fight, work through what it is that we feel so that we can have that faith that's going to do incredible things. And God can work and do incredible things to us. Amen. Thank you. Okay.